Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. First of all, I want to let you know that I am live. Downtown Atlanta, so you may hear the groove going in the back, but we actually have been requested to do some media downtown, and so we actually said we're going to do a live show. So you hear the people in the back, this is still Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know what our mission is. Our mission is to showcase your products and services, your dreams, your passion, your goals that you have been already predestined to have. So the thing you have to do is you got to don't stop. You got to get it. The thing about it is you have to remember that things were put inside of you before you were even born. Now, my team say you can hear me good. If someone can't hear me, tell us we can actually make the sound better. But on my end, it sounds very good, my team is saying. But the thing is you have to remember that you have already have what you have inside of you. You have what you need to walk out your business. You have what inside to actually build your platform. You already have it inside. But you got to believe, you got to trust, you got to walk it out. And that is a great segue into the awesome, awesome young lady we have this afternoon, this morning, this evening, depending on where you listen live and also where you listen in the archive. She is an author. She's a speaker. She is an awesome young lady. Her name is Teeny Garlington. She's going to tell us about the things that she has going on, but the thing is you got to be motivated. You got to inspire, because she's going to push you into your destiny, okay? We just want to make sure all the sound is good and everything sounds good on our end. We want to welcome Teeny Garlington, the Good Deeds. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Renee. And first, I want to say thank you so much for having me on the show. I am so excited.
Well, we're glad that you took time out your busy schedule actually to be with us. You know, we always try to start it off, because sometimes we get into it that we don't get a chance to actually find out the things that you have going on in your wonderful life. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and the things that's going on in your life.
My name is Teeny Garlington, and I'm a native of Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, ATL. I am currently promoting my second book, which is titled Just a Reminder, which serves as a life application book where people can go in and read it, and it's also interactive where they can fill in the blanks, and it also includes a 15-day journal. And Dr. Renee Sunday, just briefly, the reason why I wrote this book is because a lot of times we forget about the condition of our heart, and we misinterpret the fact that our heart, our mind, and our journeys are all interconnected, and that we need to take a moment and remind ourselves of how great we are and how much purpose we have inside of us, and how it's important to just say, you know what? I am an awesome person. I am great. I am a lender and not a borrower. So that's what Just a Reminder is all about. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I do live feeds on Facebook. I'm out in the streets. I'm meeting people. I am just enjoying this ride, Dr. Renee Sunday.
Well, you have to enjoy, because when you are in your purpose, guess what? Things come. I'm not going to say you're going to have obstacles. You will have that. But it actually, you will feel good about it. You can do it 24 hours a day. But I want to step back a little bit. You know, you said that it's good to be in your purpose. But what can we tell people that feel stuck, that feel like, wait a minute, why was I even born? You sure, Teeny, I have a calling. I have a purpose on my life. What can you say to the people that feel kind of, I hate to say it this way, but they feel left behind?
Well, being a person who was once in that position and felt left behind, what I want to tell them to first do, which is most important, and it's the first step. The first thing, you have to identify that you're in that place. Once you recognize that you are in that place, then at that point, you can begin to say, you know what? I don't like the way this place feels. I want to move into something different. And let me just give you one of my situations in life where I was in that place. At the age of, I believe I was 20 years old, I was working two jobs. I was working at Panera Bread and I was working at KFC. And one day I came home and I was living in with my ex-husband at the time. And I came home and he was sitting there. It was him and one of his supposed women friends. And I came in and I'm smelling like grease and chicken and I'm tired, my hair all over the place. And I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror. And I was like, wait a minute, this is not who I am. I'm better than this. Because at that time, I was a high school dropout. I was working two jobs. I was just going along to get along. And I was like, wait a minute, this is not what's up right now. So what I did was I quit both of my jobs. I applied for public assistance, welfare and food stamps and Medicaid. And I decided to return back to school and to obtain a trade as well as my GED because I dropped out of high school. And it took me only 6 months to accomplish what it takes people to accomplish in a lot of years. And I'm sharing that story because sometimes it takes for us to really catch a glimpse of ourselves and see ourselves and see what we look like in that moment. And allow it to ignite that passion that we once had before we were in that place. So to anybody who's feeling like I don't have a purpose or I'm not going to be able to do anything or I don't see my way out of this situation, what you have to do is stop for a moment and you have to reveal what's going on in your life and you have to find time to heal, and you have to find resources and pray and ask God to help you and put people in your path and make your crooked places straight, and he'll do it. We just have to have that real life experience where we look at ourselves and we're like, ooh, I don't like the image that I'm seeing, and I know that I have been equipped to do great things. So, Dr. Renee, that is my suggestion to those who feel like they're in that place, because one thing is true. As long as you can wake up in the morning and blink your eyes and take a deep breath and blow it out, and you have the capacity to be able to wake up and put one foot in front of the other, then you can do whatever it is that you put your mind to. But sometimes we get in our own way, Dr. Renee Sunday.
Yeah, I truly believe that because, you know, I think Paula White said it the best, that you know, the things that we're doing as an adult, we're walking out our childhood. Now, some of our childhood wasn't so, we'll say nice. That's the choice of word I'm going to use with that. And some people may have had a sheltered life, but the thing is, that doesn't define who you are. I mean, like you said, your wonderful book, you know, we got to remember. We got to remember that God puts things in us that we need to birth, and we have to be, like you said, I love that you said, we have to get in them. First, you got to have peace with yourself. And then you can actually attract the right people, and God will say, okay, they ready. Maybe we can open up more doors. He, you know, and I love to tell people that he don't hold things back from you, but we got to be ready to receive. Don't you think so?
I absolutely agree. We have to be willing, and every day it's a process because a lot of people, you know, when they're in those places, they want to wake up and say, boom, bam, I'm changed. No, that's not how it works. It's a process. Every day you have to wake up and you have to, I know for me, my daily regimen is waking up in the morning, saying, thank you, Lord, for another day, coming downstairs to my office, preparing for morning praise and prayer. What I do every morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, and I only take about 15, 20 minutes, and I open up my line so that other people can come because, you know, the Bible tells us where two or more are gathered, I am in the midst. So I love the fact that God is in the midst of it all. And so that is what I do, and that's what I recommend for anybody who feels like they cannot make it or cannot do it. You have to get out of your way physically and begin to tap into your spirit man and allow that to rise up and dominate this physical thing that has been told lies, that has been mistreated, that has felt like they can't go on, that has all these things going on in their mind, suffering from depression, anxiety, fear, the what if, I don't see it, I can't believe it, that kind of thing. You have to take a moment and take it step by step, day by day. And if you stumble, it's okay. You have to get up, dust yourself off, learn from it, and keep it pushing. Because had I given up way back then, Dr. Renee, I wouldn't be an author. I wouldn't be a motivational speaker. I wouldn't be a woman on a mission. I would be someone who was sitting somewhere with regret, with lack, with the inability to see the greatness that's inside of me, because it all started back, Dr. Renee, when I became a mom at 14 years old. When I became a mom at 14 years old, I felt lost. I felt hopeless. I felt ashamed. I felt like my life was at a dead place, but I am so glad. I am so glad that I finally took the stand and moved forward. And every day I pushed myself. Was it easy? Absolutely not. It was tough. It's still tough. I'm still going through the process. Will it ever be perfect? Absolutely not. But one thing that everybody needs to understand is that you must continue. You cannot give up. You cannot stand in the way of your destiny, because everybody, I believe that everybody walking this earth has something that they are assigned to do, and sometimes they don't do it because they allow all of that stuff in the past to travel along with them in their journey in the future, and it alters the purpose and destiny that God has set forth in their lives.
Yeah, I truly believe that, and I really want to let the listening audience know, even though we do make mistakes, because we will, even though
That's
we have
right.
had, you know, X, Y, Z in our past, you know, it's going to all work out. All is well. You
That's
can't
right.
stop. And people think that that's just a little slang that I be saying, but and I mean, it's catchy, but we can't stop. You can't stop in what God has already done for you. But just what I want to ask you, Tiny, with your book, I mean, I just love when you said that you have a journal in the back. And a lot of authors are doing that nowadays. But, you know, tell us what motivated you to actually, you know, to of course, craft the awesome things that God gave you to put in the manuscript, in the book. And then you added a journal in at the end. That is just so powerful.
What inspired that is because journaling has always been healing for me. It has always served as a way for me to get whatever was going on in my mind out of my mind onto paper. And when I was able to get it onto paper, it freed my mind and allowed me to continue to walk in my purpose. And so just a reminder was birthed in a place where I was suffering from heavy, heavy, severe depression. I was clinically diagnosed with severe depression and burnout. And I started to write, and I started to journal, and I would journal in my phone, and I have so many books around here where I've written in the book just based on how I was feeling that day. And that is what inspired me, because I want readers to understand that if they journal, they can release those things that are inside of them, and they have the opportunity to free themselves. Because it's kind of like if you go to the Bible tells you to write the vision and make it plain. A lot of times people look at that as, oh, I need to write the vision for my business, or I need to write the vision for my life. Sometimes we have to write things out of us. We have to write things out so we can see what it actually looks like on paper outside of our minds. And then at that point, you can make the conscious decision to say, you know what, ooh, I don't like the way that make me feel. Or when you read it, it gives you this type of feeling, and you're like, ooh, I don't ever want to feel that way again. Or if it was a happy thought. Now, I'm not telling people to write about this bad stuff. I want you to write about the good stuff that you have done. Because a lot of the stuff that's in my book, just a reminder, are things that I had to remind myself of, or I heard somewhere and I needed to make a note of it. That's what this journaling is all about. And in my book, Dr. Renee Sunday, I found 15 scriptures that would help people. And on day one, I'm just going to share, it's Proverbs 18 and 10 that says, the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. And that's just day one. So there's 15 days, because Bishop T.D. Jakes, I love myself some Bishop T.D. Jakes, love, 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 love. And he ministered about 21 days about how he research and studies show that if you repeat something for 21 days, you do it for 21 days, it will become habit. It will become the norm. So what I did was, with my 6 a.m. morning praise and prayer, I started a 21 day to a new you. And I said, okay, in my journal, I'm going to give the readers 15 days. I want them to take 15 days, and I want them to just write about whatever it is that comes to mind, whatever they feel like. I just want them to write it out, because Dr. Renee Sunday is such a relief. It helps. And it also helps you to take that pain and turn it into something that will help you move to the next level.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, you've got to write it out. I think it's kind of a joke to my family, but I have so many journals, and I do apologize. Everybody's getting hyped into place now, so the sound is getting a little difficult. But they turned me up a little bit, and I think we're okay. But the thing about it is, the journaling, like you said, I love it, because it stimulates the hormones in your body and you get excited about what you're doing. And I just, because we got to remember, you're right, before you can actually move forward. But just what I want to say, you may have missed what she said earlier, that she sets the tone of her day at 6 a.m. every morning. And then the second thing she said, that it didn't take long. And I just put it out there, you know, I'm a minister. We have been taught, especially in the Bible Belt, that we got to fast for 100 days, for example. We got to pray for 400 hours and all that. But, you know, God just wants us to spend time with him, and you decide what he puts in your spirit, how long you need to commune with him. But, see, sometimes we want to do like a McDonald's. We want to go to one window and go to the next, and we want the manifestation the next within a minute. And I just love how she is opening up her line, her praise that she's doing in the morning at 6 o'clock to everyone all over the world, that you can actually become a living witness as well, that you're setting the tone of your day. So I really appreciate you doing that, because that is so powerful, because, you know, that I'm like that too. I like to set the tone in the day. You know, some people may be different, but it seems like to me, Tiny, that it actually sets the whole tone of the rest of the day. You know, if I did get up with an attitude, that takes that away. Let's just be real here. Sometimes we do get up with an attitude, right?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I have woken up some mornings, I promise you, before I get on the prayer line, because I try to get up like 5:30-ish, you know, sometimes 5, it depends. And I'll get up and something may have transpired the day before, and I laid down and I went to sleep on that thing. And then I woke up that morning, and I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm tired. I just don't feel like it this morning. And the Lord will nudge me. My spirit won't even let me do it. Like, my day doesn't feel right when I don't get up and do my regimen, when I don't get up and do my 6 a.m. morning praise and prayer. And I have a spiritual mother, and she told me, she said, Tiny, this is your assignment. This is what God has given you. I understand that things are going to be tough, but this is your assignment. You are on assignment. Make sure you're in position. So ever since she said that to me, I've been up and I've been ready no matter what goes on, Dr. Renee Sunday. I don't care if I'm in the worst mood ever. I come down, I get in position, and I open up the line and I begin to read whatever scripture, whatever article or devotional, play whatever song, and I promise you, by the time I'm done, I don't even realize I was angry or I was upset or I was confused about something, because God has set me in a different mindset, and I allowed my spirit man to just dwell and just be, and whatever it is I was mad about, I'm like, okay, that's not worth my energy anymore. Moving on.
You're right. And that's a great key that everybody needs to write down, is when we do come up to those situations, because we will. I mean, it will form, but it won't take us over, right? We have to make sure we shift that energy to something else. You know, some people it may be music, some people it may be prayer. Some things may be just a run out of the building, okay? Just like
that's
the book
right.
of the Bible. So, oh, man, it's just amazing how we have to have that specific relationship ourselves with God. I mean, we get our mm-hmm. instructions from our different churches, our different ministers, and we thank God for them. But you got to have, you can't go on mama and daddy, they what relationship. You got to have your own relationship with him, and that's the great thing about it. Is he wants us to have relationships? Because how, let's just extend it on. How are we going to actually
that's
do
right.
business over? How are we going to actually have products and services if we don't actually have the right mindset? Because, you know, whatever we are, that's what we attract. I hate to say it. I mean, I just, you know, you got to have a friendly persona, I guess. That's a nice way of saying it of yourself. But, Tiny, this is what I want to, you know, time goes by so quickly here. I want
yes,
you
it
to
does.
Just, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Because we left out some things because we want you to buy the book, ladies and gentlemen. You know how I am about that. I mean, we can give you a sneak peek, but, you know, you have to support each other and the things that's going on. Tell us a little bit, you know, any other things you want to share with us, and then also tell us how we can support you on social media and, of course, how we can actually get your products and services.
Absolutely. You can follow me. I'll get that out the way. You can follow me on Instagram at Tiny's World, and that's T-I-N-N-I-E-S World. And that's on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook under Tiny Garlington, and that's T-I-N-N-I-E, and Garlington with a G is George. My book is available on my website, www.tinysworld.com. I have T-shirts. I have tote bags. I'm in the process of having other items available. As just a reminder, my book, Just a Reminder, is just that. Dr. Renee, really briefly, I want to share with the listeners this, and this is what's going to help you understand why it's important to get Just a Reminder and put it in your purse. This is a book you put in your purse, your work bag, your car, wherever you're at, because it's just a reminder, and I promise you every page will bless you. But on page 50, I wrote a poem called My Storm Won't Stop Me. Because every day in life, we deal with storms. We have them. Sometimes they're little. Sometimes they're small. It's just like in Atlanta. You're on one side of the street, and you have a thunderstorm. On the other side, it's the sun shining. But either way, it might hit your side of the street. So the storm says, when the storms of life knock down your door, stand outside and lift your hands, because God has a greater plan. You have to look at the good and don't let the bad get in your head. Know that the storm has to cease. Keep on trusting and believing, because God will not give up on you. There are some things that you must do. You must pray daily, worry less. Don't give up when there's a test. Stand strong and don't give up. The storm will pass you by. You might lose a little, but that's okay. Look forward to a brand new day. God has a plan, and he can do all things. So my best advice for you is don't let the storm stop you. Pray daily, worry less, don't give up when there's a test. Stand strong and don't give up. The storm will pass you by. Dr. Renee Sunday, I am so grateful for this opportunity. I appreciate it. Listeners, you can get your books on Amazon.com as well. I am just grateful, grateful, grateful. And like Dr. Renee Sunday tells us all the time, don't stop, get it, get it. There's power in those words.
That's it, baby. You can't stop on your purpose, because with you and your purpose, guess what? I'm in my purpose. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here with us, Tiny. You know I love you, love you, love you. Anything that we can do here at Good Deeds and me, myself, personally, please, please don't hesitate to contact us, or, you know how to get in touch with me. But we just thank you for your awesome manuscript that you have at your book, and more to come. She's an avid reader and writer. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not all of what she's going to be letting us see. And we got to connect with her on social media and her website so we can actually have that information firsthand. But we thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you guys, we had an awesome, awesome session today. Tiny, she's powerful. I just love her heart. I just love, you got to get, now, you know how I am about that. Go and purchase her stuff. Now, you know how I feel about stuff like that. Now, you know, here on Good Deeds, we're doing a lot of things. There's Sunday Enterprise. If you want to know how to advertise or sponsorship, to be a guest on the radio or the TV show, if you want to know more about our publishing company, we're relaunching this summer, and our first new manuscript is coming out in September. We'll tell you more information about that very shortly. We have a lot of things centered around that, and we also have our foundation that's been launched called the Sunday Foundation, which is a 501c. If you want to know more information about that, that's www.thesundayfoundation.org. The publishing company is sundaypublishingcompany.com. All of that information, you can get to it from our main website, which is www.reneesunday.com. So what we're going to do at the end, you know, we have premium sponsors. We have sponsors that don't want us to, you know, they actually say, you don't have to say our name. We know that we have girded you up. We are covering you. But we actually have some that actually send us drops every now and then. And so we're going to actually play a little bit of that. And then we have our sponsor, music artist, that's with us for the whole year, Mila Dawn. So we're going to play that, and you know I love you. You know, guys, you know I love you. And if you need anything from me or the organizations or the products and services I have, please contact me for prayer, for anything. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
And when your friends bless you.